Hi, this is Ed. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Hey, Ed.
I'm from Kansas City. I used to live in St. Louis, and I was reading a book because I lived in Soulard.
Oh, sure. Know it well.
Okay, and I was reading a book about the history of Soulard, and the guy that wrote this book had this story told to him by his grandfather, who swore that it was true and went to his grave saying that this actually happened. There used to be a house right there where 55 and 44 meet.
Okay.
Right there in Soulard.
Yeah.
And this house was in run-down condition. Nobody had lived in it for a long time. And in 1903, he bought the house, and he was going to renovate it and rent it out during the World's Fair. Well, down in the basement was full of trash. It was so packed with trash that you couldn't even go down in the basement. So he hired workers to go down and clean out the basement.
Hate to have that job.
Yeah. Well, when they cleaned out the basement, they found a door, a wooden door that was sealed with rags soaked in tar. And it was locked up with this big heavy lock that they figured at that time was about 60 years old, which would have made it about 1840.
Holy
when it was locked up.
Okay.
So anyway, they when they unsealed the door, they said this bad stench came out of the door.
And what was behind the door?
Well, when they went through the door, there was a tunnel that went down at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, my.
About 100 feet.
Ugh.
And then at the bottom of this tunnel was a similar door to the first one. And it was sealed up the same way. Well, they opened it up, and another bad smell came out. And, you know, there was two of them. They're walking down there with lanterns.
These guys have guts, let me tell you.
And they heard something shuffling toward them. And they just stood there and tried to see what it was. And when it came past them, it was something about 3 feet tall, wearing a black woolen blanket. And it smelled really bad, they said. Anyway, it shuffled past them out the two doors. And then it went into the backyard where there were some workers that were clearing away the weeds. The workers that saw this ran off. And the last it was seen, it went out the backyard and down the alley and was never seen again. And nobody knows what it was or anything. They said down in the at the bottom of the tunnel behind the second door, there was nothing in there that could have sustained anybody.
Right.
For 60 years.
Right. No food, no water, no access to get out to go get anything. That's weird.
Right. They said there was no bugs, the walls weren't wet. You know, there was just nothing down there.
I'm from St. Louis. I've never heard that story. I've got to check into this one. That's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't have the book right here with me, but I can get it and email you the name of the book.
Okay, I might even know the author.
Yeah, it's I don't know, I'll email it to you.
Okay.
But
It wasn't Joe Pollock, was it, by any chance?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you right offhand.
All right, yeah, email it to me. I don't know what kind of creature that would be.